This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. You have just heard Devi Nattiyar, a vocalist who is part of a group that's visiting KL. As you are well aware, Deepavali is just around the corner, and as part of the celebration and part fundraiser, the Temple of Fine Arts is staging a musical event, Sanmarga, celebrating light and life this Deepavali. And Bhuma Paranjyoti Manoharan is here from the Temple of Fine Arts, and she's accompanied by Devi Nattiyar, who you have just heard sing this wonderful, wonderful piece. Very moving, very moving.
Thank you.
Thank you. I understand you are the daughter of this Dr. T.V. Gopalakrishnan.
Yes.
Can you tell me a bit about your father? Because based on what I've read about him, daunting. I'm lucky he's not here. I'll be silenced.
Okay, I'm the daughter and the disciple. I have learned music from my father. I'm the foster daughter and disciple of Padma Bhushan, Dr. T.V. Gopalakrishnan. Padma Bhushan is the second highest civilian honor of India. So my father's recipient of that. And
How old is he?
Oh, he's 86 years young.
And he'll be here in KL too performing.
Yes, soon.
Earlier, you told me something quite interesting. This was off air. You said that he traveled with the Beatles.
Yes. He's a musician of, I think, one of its kind. So he was the first South Indian musician to be a part of one of the greatest musical tours, which united the East and the West, which was led by Bharat Ratna Pandit Ravishankar. And my father was the only South Indian musician who traveled with that group. And they performed all over the world. It was a world tour. And they performed in 60 nations. Way back in 1974, and he sang and he played the percussion instrument called the mridangam.
And it's what does that look like?
That looks like a conga drum. Actually, in fact, that was the first time they saw, the Westerners saw the mridangam. It was in 1974. In one of the write-ups on the paper, they said that the person who played the something like the Congo look-alike drum of South India was mesmerizing. So that's what the paper wrote.
Interesting for me to note that here you come from a very deep and old tradition, but yet, like your father, combining it with Western instrumentation, singing mm-hmm. with the Beatles. The Beatles, during their time, was something from, you know,
legendary.
The Liverpool Boys, very innovative, very new,
absolutely.
Very, very contemporary. How does somebody like your father, like you, think in terms of what about tradition that needs to be kept? What about innovation? How do you marry the two, or how do you balance the two?
See, jazz is all about creativity. Yes? Do you agree with that?
Yeah,
absolutely. So I don't think there has been any other system or one of the greatest systems of music where creativity is at its best is Indian music, be it South Indian or North Indian. You just give them a words, just like how you heard me. The words are there, and then it's up to the musician's creativity to explore and bring out the broader or the broadest spectrum. Depends on how proficient and efficient the musician is, right? So the basic norms of classical Indian music lies on creativity.
Which means then you have to innovate, you have to improvise as you perform it. It cannot be this thing that is somehow fixed and ossified.
It's just not, everything is not written.
It's never the same twice.
It's never the same twice. Even if it's the same person singing the same piece again. If I sing the same song, it's, you know, it's going to be different each time. And more so when it is even not restricted to song or written pieces, like what I sang now was a bhajan. It's more or less defined, you know. I don't change the rag or the scale or the musical notes. But when you're talking about just composed pieces, then the musician is at, you know, his own free will to choose the scale or the rhythm to show his creativity or to dwell and experience the bliss of that particular music. So I don't think we are going beyond tradition, or, you know, we are not stepping over any norms. We're just trying to say where we unite. I would say Sanmarga is to tell the people that we differ and we unite in many places, in most of the places.
So when you're playing with Western instrumentation, yeah, and you're playing together with Indian instrumentation and then singing Indian songs, and you say it's a kind of a jazz also. So how do you think of what you have created? Is it traditional? Is it new?
It is new tradition.
Is it important to be innovating, even as musicians?
Absolutely.
Singing
absolutely.
Traditional.
Absolutely. The moment opus. You stop growing, it's gone. You don't have to kill traditions. You don't have to. See, so what you're talking about, the tradition, something, is the tradition, I mean, when you define tradition, is it what you have seen in the 100 years, or is it something which was there 3,000 years? So which is the real tradition?
I don't have the answer.
Yeah, isn't it? So, I mean, basically, this is not going over the tradition. We're just trying to tell that there are many places where the system of the whole world unites. And there are many places where they show their distinct, just like how I talk English and how you speak English. It's different, but it's still English. Right. Where are we killing the traditions?
In that context, as a practitioner who keeps a certain tradition alive, what do you think is your role as an artist?
I would say my role as an artist, my passion is to reach out to more people and make them understand what we have as tradition. If I'm going to close that and I say that, no, whatever is tradition is only for purists, and you cannot understand. If I'm going to close that door, the people who are the next generation or our generation are never going to take that step and say that, let me just see what the tradition is. If I'm going to do that, but I have to reach out. You know, back in India, I would always say the simile that we never had homemade pizza or pasta or a Chinese food. It was never there. But unfortunately or fortunately, now if any village hold is going to say, no, I'm going to give you only the dal and the thing, I'm sure the children will just go to a restaurant and wherever you get, because the world is getting smaller. So I have to know how to cook a pasta well, as much as I know how to cook a dal or a sambar or a whatever. So that's the whole point. I have to reach out to them and tell them that this is equally palatable than or as much as what you are aware of.
The weekend when you are performing, Saturday, October 21st and Sunday, October 22nd at the Temple of Fine Arts, what will this concert entail?
It's going to be a journey of many genres where professionals, we have professionals coming from Europe and India and Malaysian, a very talented Malaysian artist is also performing along with us. So we're trying to come and tell the world that, hey, we're
all
different.
We can all get together.
Yeah, we're all different, but we all join and we're all together and we can create some amazing, fantastic music which is easily perceivable and enjoyable by each one of you. It's not going to be like pure jazz. So it's going to be many languages, many genres, many different colors of music, which I'm sure each one will have some to pick up. Just like the Diwali Bazaar, you go there, I'm sure you will find what you want.
I understand, Bhuma, that this concert is also a fundraiser.
Yeah, it is a fundraiser. The Temple of Fine Arts, amongst its various endeavors and projects, runs the Shivashanta Clinic, or what is officially known as Clinic Dharma Shivashanta. And that used to be known as the Temple of Service, where we offer charity service, medical service, or it's a free clinic. Patients come and they pay what they like, or if they can't afford it, they don't pay at all. And they get treated for whatever it is that they come for. And this includes getting medications as well. So this clinic has been running for the past 3.5 decades. And now we are hoping to expand the services and improve the quality.
And to offer dialysis.
And to offer dialysis, yeah. So this event is a fundraiser towards that end.
What's interesting for me is that often when we need to do a fundraiser, we need to do a celebration, we call in the arts. Otherwise, it's business as usual.
Because it's therapy, isn't it? Music therapy, dance therapy.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
And thank you so much. It's been...
Thank you for your lovely singing.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to connect to all the, you know, the residents of Kuala Lumpur and many other places in Malaysia through this beautiful medium. And very, very happy Diwali to all of you. And I'm really, really hoping that many of you turn up for the show on the 21st and 22nd at the Shantananda Auditorium, Temple of Fine Arts. And you can have your choices too. We're ready to be performing that too for you.
So this musical event is both a celebration and a fundraiser for Clinic Derma.
Absolutely.
Which will be expanded to be Siva Shanta Dialysis and Medical Clinic, a charitable project of the Temple of Fine Arts Malaysia, serving the core need of KL urban poor. Thanks again.
Thanks, Sunheng.
Thank you.
It's on Saturday, October 21st, Sunday, October 22nd. Temple of Fine Arts performances are at 7 p.m. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Jai Jai Saraswati Vidyadani Teri Maya Koi Nahi Pai Jai Jag Janani Janani
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.